When you can put your knee on a man's neck and hold it there 8 minutes and 46 seconds, that's not even normal to a civilian, less known to a police officer. Try when you go home to put your knee down on something and hold it there that long. You got to be full of a lot of venom, full of something that really motivates you to press down your weight that long and not give out. And to think that you're certified by the state to carry a badge and a gun and you got all of that in you means that we have permitted people to become officers of the law that ought to be somewhere else in society. Imagine you pressing down on something 8 minutes that's telling you I can't breathe, that's begging for their life, and you keep pressing. What kind of mentality is that? So how do we screen who police officers are? And how do we get to this place over and over again? They told Eric Garner, put him in a chokehold. He said, I can't breathe. Those three cops walked, no prosecution. Until the law is upheld and people know they will go to jail, they're going to keep doing it because they're protected by wickedness in high places. How do you prevent crime in the hood? You scare others by saying if you do that, you're going to jail. Why are you going to scare a bad cop if bad cops don't go to jail? How are you going to tell them that your fate is going to be bad if you go on the other side of the line when everybody else got away with it? Who taught these cops that they can do this to George was those that let the cops before this get away with this. And when they have the highest level of government that excuses it, when some kids wrongly start violence that this family don't condone and none of us do. The president talks about bringing in the military, but he not said one word about 8 minutes and 46 seconds of police murder of George Floyd. Oh, he said, the family has my sympathy and all of this. He didn't give those on other situations his sympathy. He challenged China on human rights. But what about the human right of George Floyd?
Enough is enough!
The signals that we're sending is that if you are in law enforcement, that the law doesn't apply to you. And I'm telling you that the law ought to especially apply to you. Because you're given special powers that others don't have. We don't have a badge representing the state. We don't have a gun we're carrying. We have not gone through training. We should expect more from you. And if you break the law, you ought to be expected to pay an even higher price. Because you know better and you swore not to do that. So yeah, it's nice that everybody wants to now study the problem. It's nice big corporations said we're going to throw money to study equal justice. But if we went out here and did that to a young white kid, you wouldn't need no study. You know what to do. And you know what to do now. Same Bible said, do justice. All this family wants is justice. Oh, it's nice to see some people change their mind. The head of the NFL said, yeah, maybe we was wrong for back. Don't come with some empty apology. Take a man's livelihood, strip a man down of his talents, and 4 years later, when the whole world is marching, all of a sudden you go and do a FaceTime talking about you sorry. Minimizing the value of our lives. You sorry, then repay the damage you did to the career you stood down. Cause when Colin took a knee, he took it for the families in this building. And we don't want an apology, we want him repaired.